Speaking of, I had like 5 beers before I came here.
That's funny because I drank all the beer in the world last night.
They must have replenished the stock.
I don't know how that works.
You were drinking beer at Flower Shop?
Yeah.
Did you guys do cocaine in the bathrooms?
No.
Those bathrooms look like they're cocaine bathrooms.
They're meant to be, yeah. They're it, like
it's all black
like your,
marble.
Your uncle's like basement that he, like your aunt let him trick out into a man cave.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks exactly really like that. Like, oh yeah, I mean like, sure, I'm not single anymore, but I mean like, look what I can do down here. Anything I want. You want to play darts? You want to play pinball?
It's weird that my basement is carpeted, but don't worry about it.
Yeah. It does smell musty.
Which I think is part of the allure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, that's a human mushroom.
Is gorgeous.
I hate. I hope no one who buys wine from me is listening. I hate going places or doing things.
I like going places in theory.
The idea of it, like, ooh, I'll put on a shirt today and I'll go somewhere. But
these are my nice shoes.
Here's what I like to do. Not that.
Yeah, not anything.
I like to get pretty fucked up, look at pictures of chameleons on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do some push-ups.
Yeah.
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Totally normal stuff.
Easy.
Just Google ancient Egypt.
I'm exhausted just listening to you rattle that off.
Yeah, I do a lot of stuff.
I made the mistake of going out last night. It's my coworker's birthday.
Nice. Which coworker? Do I know them?
Bonnie.
I know Bonnie. Bonnie.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod, Bonnie.
Friend of the pod, Bonnie.
She's actually my friend on CoStar, the I was about to say hookup app, but it's much more than a hookup app. It's a horoscope app.
Yeah.
It's a horoscope app.
No, you didn't do it right.
Horcup app. Horcrux. It's a Horcrux app.
There you go. You found something to work with.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
So I went out and we drank wine.
Nice.
Oh, I had a wine from San Diego.
Nice.
I don't remember now. I think it was Muscat. And it was unfined and unfiltered.
It sounds like probably unfined and unfiltered.
And it was good. It tasted like a gummy peach ring.
It was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
My coworker didn't like it, but I liked it.
That sounds like...
I'd had a lot of Modelos already, though.
Okay, so you were like primed
for
wine.
I was primed to like a very natty, weird wine. I did.
I'm going to say, now that we've mentioned wine, we've pulled the Band-Aid off. I will say, this is a wine podcast. Mm-hmm. Hello, welcome to Disgorgeous. I'm Duck. A lot of people call me John, but that's not who I am. I'm Duck. This is a podcast about wine. Hello.
Hi, and I'm the hungover one. I very much did a bad thing to my body.
You have a name, too, though. Tell me your name.
It's been known to be Kevin.
But now no longer.
I don't feel like I deserve it today.
Today.
Just call me Reek.
Reek likes wine, doesn't he?
It just was, I woke up this morning and immediately regretted all my life decisions. I was like, this is great. I'm just not going to drink today. And then I was like, oh, I got to do a podcast. And I'm going to dinner with friends at one of my accounts.
I'm going to have to drink.
Kings County Imperial.
Oh, yeah. That place is very good.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Yes, you're going to do very bad things to your brain.
Because Chinese food is the perfect hangover food anyway.
I had Chinese food for lunch.
Elevated. Yeah.
I went out with a friend in Bayer. Doesn't listen to the show, so I'm not going to name drop them, but they know who they are. And we had Western Chinese food at Spicy Village.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And we brought some wine to taste, and then we did this cool clutch thing where we also drank 6 beers.
Yeah.
So I am, like, very smart.
Cool.
Yes.
Well, we're on opposite.
Beers of salt in them? Have you ever heard of these? They call them gosos.
Like, go so far away, I can't hear you.
Like Dragon Ball Z.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I've never seen a Have you ever seen one?
A Dragon Ball?
Yeah.
I saw A through G.
I see it on Twitter a lot. Like, people are, like, mentioning it, and I feel like I should know what it is.
I feel like I'm at that disconcerting age where memes are being made by people with, like, cultural touchstones that are 10 years after mine. I'm like, I don't know who Drake and Josh are, but they're in all the memes now.
What are you going to do?
I think I'm probably going to start yelling at kids from my front porch. Get these memes off my lawn!
I think it's a plot of Gran Torino, only instead of memes, it's a slur of Asian people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood's most racist movie.
Is it?
It's up there. I mean, the time he yells at a chair might be his most racist movie.
Obama, you're like this chair. Yeah, that was a good thing that happened. Mm-hmm. Our country is a bad place.
Yeah. So that's probably why I drink.
Because of Clint.
Because of, yeah, all of the faded macho heroes of our past.
Now, I want to confirm that this episode's recording, because last time you were in this spot, the episode did not get recorded. Does it look recording to you?
It is recording, and to be fair, it recorded last time, too. It was at the end. It didn't.
It was recording and then just forgot it.
Then my computer got hungry and went, chomp.
Hey, that's fair. Kevin's eating a chip. He's very hungover.
I don't give a fuck this episode.
Normally, Kevin's hair is elegantly coiffed. And today, it looks like he's been fucking rats all day.
And what I do in my private life is none of your concern.
And I'm not judging. I'm just saying it looks like that.
Yeah. I'm going for that style.
I think it's a cool look. Mm. I think it really gives like a devil may care attitude. Hey, speaking of, it's not related at all. The guy from Queer Eye that I like the most, uh-huh. Anthony,
yeah.
is teaching a class at Murray's Cheese Bar.
Oh.
I teach classes at Murray's. Maybe I'll meet him.
You guys are basically fellow staff. Like
I'm going to make him my boyfriend.
That's cool.
It's going to be very easy because I'm going to tell him that if he doesn't become my boyfriend, I'll kill myself.
Which one is he? What does he do?
He's the food guy.
He's the food one. That
but
makes
no
sense.
One's really sure. There's a controversy uh-huh. that he's doesn't know how to cook anything.
Oh.
But I know what he knows how to cook.
You know what
those are my loins.
Wow.
Because I'm hot under my collar for Anthony.
I feel like the cooking part's not as important as like the eating part.
He takes
if you know people, how to eat at good places, then people think you're cultured.
That's what he does. He's yeah. like, you should go to places that have avocados. Mm-hmm. No one likes chili. Here's fancy chili.
Ooh.
He taught someone how to make a margarita that didn't have Mountain Dew, which is like, I think they're living their best life. They were drinking a redneck margarita, which is Mountain Dew and tequila.
God damn, that sounds good.
That sounds real good. Like
you could even play with the different Mountain Dew flavors, do like a Code Red with some mezcal, make it look smokier and some cherry.
I was a Baja Blast Mountain Dew boy uh-huh. for a really long time. Mm-hmm. That was my jam.
Yep.
And if Anthony tried to talk me out of it, I would do it because he's
so
pretty.
If I'm not wrong, was Baja Blast, it was introduced as a Taco Bell exclusive,
the
right?
flavor is blue.
Yeah. wait, are you going to open your present?
Oh, I got a present. Hey, exciting. I got a present from a fan. Yeah. This is from Rollin Kocher. He's technically Casey, my live-in partner's brother, but he's also a fan of the show. I think he sent me a present. Let's
this
see.
Is exciting. This is like our first like interactive like segment
this
here.
This is great. What did he get me? A Guide to Britain's Reptiles and Amphibians by Howard Innes.
Wow.
Wow. I'm just going to open it to page 420. There isn't one. There's a picture of a terrestrial alpine newt, which has a dry, granular appearance. Same. here's some frogs, and they are spawning. The same. And the author, Howard Innes, lifelong interest in Britain's reptiles and amphibians.
Wow.
Same.
Yeah, just like you.
Yep.
How come you haven't written a book yet?
His broad general knowledge of natural history also includes a special interest in grasshoppers and crickets.
Oh, wow.
What a piece of shit. Thanks, Rollin. This is your thank you card, homie.
Very nice. That's exciting. Next time, get me a present, too. That's just kind.
You can use this with me. We can talk about Britain's reptiles and amphibians together.
That's going to be a hard pass for me, but thanks.
You ever thought about it?
About reptiles?
No, it was like talking about them with me.
I have talked about them with you. You've talked at me about them a lot. So yeah. I feel like we've had a lot of conversations about reptiles and amphibians.
I need you to drink all that beer very quickly. Okay. I feel like your beer meter is really low.
I feel like you know, like Mario gets like the one up.
Yeah.
It's the beer's doing that to me now.
That's amazing. Mm. What kind of beer are we drinking? It doesn't matter. I'm just kidding. It's a tall boy. That's all you have to know. I had 1,000 of them.
Okay. I'm beard up.
Okay.
I'm still hungover, but I'm going to power through.
He's going to power through it, baby.
What are we doing today?
Huh? Today, we are doing an episode about the sherry.
Yeah.
This is not our only... you got this spiel on the Roan episode. This is not our only sherry episode.
Sure.
It's an episode about sherry.
Yeah.
Which I think is A lot like champagne, actually, which we'll tease out in a little bit. But it is an industrial process wine, and it makes fucking spectacular motherfucking wine.
Yeah. Sherry also, similarly to the Riesling episode that we never posted because the computer ate it, Sherry is like the other wine that wine people want everyone to drink, but no one does.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got that same kind of cultural cachet in the wine industry where it's like, oh, I love Sherry, but no one ever drinks it. It's so hard to sell, blah, blah, blah.
It's Sherry's dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And is alarmingly nice. For instance, the Sherry we're drinking today is a single vineyard, Manzanilla, and it is about on average 10 to 12 years old. And it was like $30. Just try to get an old wine from a single vineyard for that price, and you will not be able to do it.
Right.
And so it is bottled by Bodegas Hidalgo, La Gitana. And this is the Pastrana single vineyard from Manzanilla Pasada. The vineyard is Pastrana. And I will say this is from my friends at Despaña, who I think actually listened to this podcast. So they're probably mad at how I pronounced all the Spanish. Sorry, yeah. Guys.
I mean, if they listen to the podcast, they should know by now. We're never going to pronounce anything correctly.
This smells like shit. I hate this.
So let's do maybe broad overview of what Sherry is for people who may just be learning about it.
It's wine that smells like tadpoles have been doing stuff in there.
Yeah, it's like someone threw a bunch of pennies into like a koi pond.
Yeah, it tastes like poison. Sherry, dear listener, I request you remember before you drank coffee or beer how much those tastes sucked.
Yeah, that's a good actually suggestion, is to like remember that this is something that you have to like, you have to kind of jump into the deep end on and assume that you'll swim, because it is like so complex and delicious and rewarding. But it just, the first time you taste a sherry, you're like, is this an accident? Is someone playing a trick on me?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And we discussed this on the episode that got eaten. The three options for old wine people, there's four: champagne, sherry, Burgundy, or Riesling.
Yeah.
And I think we decided that sherry was the one that fucks the most.
Yes, definitely.
So, like, just think about that. Burgundy's the one that fucks the least. This is canonical. Champagne's the one that fucks most of roses. And Riesling, you have to go to a dungeon.
Yeah, yeah. We did decide that Riesling was the BDSM.
Yeah, well, Riesling is the guy who's reading BDSM books on the subway.
Yeah.
This is Manzanilla sherry. Sherry has a lot of different categories, none of which I'm qualified to discuss. But the most important thing is that when you talk about sherry and grandmothers, which is what people do, like, oh, my grandmother drinks sherry, or that's what Mrs. Doubtfire drinks, that's crazy. Sherry's the butchest thing ever. Maybe your
grandmothers were drinking cream sherry. So, like, what we tasted on the Poochie episode.
Yes.
It was a quote-unquote sherry made in California that was sweetened.
Mm-hmm.
Most sherries are not sweetened. Some are. But unlike port, they're not, they're usually not, like, halted. So, port, like, they are fortified in the middle of fermentation.
Yes.
So, they end up sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Sherries are fermented completely dry.
Yes, sir.
And then fortified.
Mm-hmm.
Fortification means they're adding booze to the wine.
Hell yeah, they are. Yeah. This is about 15%.
Yep. So it's basically, you know, there are a lot of things to know about sherry. One is that it's fortified.
Mm-hmm.
One is that it's usually done in Solera method, which means that there is no vintage statement.
Nope.
And what Solera method means is they're just constantly pulling some out and then adding more in, so that you have some of the sherry in there is 30 years old and some is 10 years old.
That's correct.
They'll usually do an age statement of the youngest possible sherry in there, but it could be like 100 years old on top of that.
Yeah, and in fact, oftentimes it is that old.
Right.
When you get a bodega running correctly, you don't really want to fuck with it. They've got all their yeast sorted out, and like they let things do it.
So one thing that I've read recently about sherry is that a lot of there has been a quote-unquote sherry revival or a renewed sherry interest in the last 10 years. And a lot of the big houses have plundered their backstock because of it. Plundered their backstock sounds dirty as hell.
Plundering a backstock, yeah. Sounds like a
but a lot of these companies like had really, really old barrels that they rushed out and released because they saw money on the table. Mm-hmm. And now there's like a lot less old sherry available from mm-hmm. those big houses. And now there's these sort of tinier houses that are popping up or have been around. And
we're going to be talking about that towards the end of the day. Yeah.
And they actually still have some older stuff mm-hmm. around, which is really cool.
Yeah. Sherry is radical. You will not like it the first time you have it, and that's fine. You don't like anything the first time you have it. It is the best accompaniment, I think, to French fries that you can even possibly have. I love sherry. There's many different kinds. I like finos or manzanillas with French fries.
Yep.
Amontillados, I like them with cheese. Olorosas, I like them actually by themselves. Yeah. And Pedro Jimenez, I like with something really creamy.
So we just ran through the five major styles.
I'm sure we're missing some, but...
Well, there are other ones, mm-hmm. but they're less important. There's cream, obviously. There's a couple That's other things. Good. But those the main ones you need to know, Fino, which is essentially the youngest.
Mm-hmm. So Fino and Manzanilla is similar to Fino, but it's just from a different place.
Right, that's right.
Fino sherries are sherries... sherry's a place where you shouldn't grow wine, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's too warm. The climate's really bad, and the vintages are variable, which is why they blend them together.
Yep.
It's an exact analog to champagne, actually, which is too cold and rainy. Sherry, Jerez, is actually too hot and dry. So, essentially, they blend things together, and they let the wine evaporate mm-hmm. in these containers, and it develops a layer of mold, which is called flor.
Yeah.
And Fino sherries are ones that have a layer of flor that protect them. So, essentially, they're protected from oxygen by a layer of mold, which makes an exceptionally clear, crisp white wine that they then blend fractionally through the Solera method and then add a little bit of booze to make it super fucking stable.
Now, just to go back through that, you're fermenting the wine completely.
Yes.
The flor is developing. You keep saying it's a mold, but I always thought it was a type of yeast. Is it not? It's whatever. It's a growth.
It's a microorganism.
It's a cap, as
it's,
they say.
It's gross.
And that protects it from being mm-hmm. Getting too oxidative because they're allowing it to evaporate. Then they're fortifying it. And then they're aging it, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that order. Cool.
And then Olorosos are made similarly. However, the mold cap does not develop and the wine oxidizes.
Correct.
Amontillados are in between. They start out as a Fino with a mold cap, and then through some sort of fault, it is exposed to oxygen. So it's half protected than not. And this is extremely simplified. Obviously, they don't do that anymore. Like they decide what's going to be an Amontillado.
Right. At this point, everything is done on purpose. But the way they were kind of developed over time is by these methods kind of just accidentally happening, which is an analog to the way alcohol was invented.
I will say this is the episode where I am most scared of all the statements I'm making with the end with periods. Because this is a field of knowledge that I have poked around in.
Yeah.
But there is so much to fucking
People
understand.
Dedicate their lives to learning about sherry. And it's one of those things where it can only be made in this one place, and all the different varying sects of sherry production have their own zealots and their own detractors, and people choose, you know,
oh my
favorite
God,
styles.
It's so fucking good, by the way.
It's just so delicious.
It's really savory wine. Like, the best way to learn to like sherry is you can go to Terroir, which is a wine bar, and they will give you a small bottle of entry-level sherry, a bunch of little beers, and oysters for happy hour, and it's like $30.
Yeah.
And just do that until your brain stops working.
Yeah.
And that's a good idea.
Terroir is a wine bar that has basically hung its hat on the twin pillars of why don't people drink this, which is sherry and Riesling.
Yes.
And they're really the only people doing that.
They have so much money.
Yeah, it's someone has to do it. Why not them?
You also could go to my friends at Despaña, and you can mention Disgorgeous for a 400% markdown. they told me to say this. You'll get the wine for free if you mention Disgorgeous.
Wow. Man.
And,
Will that work for me, too?
Yeah, no. And you can actually get sherry and then take it to next door to them, which they have a little restaurant, and you can BYOB.
Nice.
And that's a great spot to learn about sherry. You got to have food unless you're a professional podcaster.
Sure. Yeah. Don't try this at home, kids.
Frog spawn's not a bad tasting note for this.
No.
But if you like frogs.
There's a light sex scent to sherry. you know, not like, then you walk into a room and you're like, someone had sex in this room recently. Thanks, Doc. It has that sort of like musty dankness.
It is a musty dank.
Yeah.
This is also bottled and Rama style, so it's unfined, unfiltered. It's like straight from the barrel. So it's got a little of those dirty ass notes, which, by the way, makes sherry a lot more interesting, I think.
Yeah, agreed.
And Rama's the best way to have the finos or manzanillas. But I will say that, it's fuck wine.
Yeah.
I think all wines fuck. That's not true. There's plain wine that's not fuck wine.
Yeah.
Port.
Yeah, port's not. You don't drink a lot of port and then want to get randy.
No, port's like, I don't need this anymore.
Port is like my Cialis didn't work. I'm going to just sit here all night kind of wine.
That's a, I hope the country of Portugal writes us an email. Like, why are you discouraging us from having our wine?
I'm not saying don't drink port. I'm just saying drink it when other options are off the table.
Yeah, when your Cialis doesn't work, have some port. But in fact, if you have sherry, you get uncontrollable boners.
I think that might be true.
Yeah, we're not making eye contact right now for a very specific reason. This wine is great, by the way. Yeah. Oh, do you need some more?
Yeah, I do.
How's your hangover?
It's way better now.
Yeah, weird.
I'll be honest, it's not just a hangover. Like, I walked around with about 70 pounds of wine in my bag yesterday, so I'm just like...
Big mistake.
My body can't take this lifestyle anymore, I think.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
I don't call it my lifestyle. I call it my death style.
You know? Nice. So, a little parting the kimono here. It's Friday. Kevin and I are doing an episode. On Sunday, we are planning to do two episodes. I am very uncomfortable vis-a-vis what a Monday is going to feel like.
We're trying to stock up because I'm going out of town for my honeymoon.
My wife.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to Bali.
Nice.
This will make you jealous. I'm going to see Komodo dragons.
Yes.
They're hopefully going to eat like another animal in front of me. That'd be
do you get
really
to
cool.
choose which animal?
Maybe I'll just like smuggle in like a small mouse that I can feed to them.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be rad. I'm gonna go snorkeling with manta rays.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so jealous. You're gonna touch them?
I worked on a manta ray impression. Part of it is the fact that like their mouths are so wide, so you won't see this on the pod, but they're sort of like, hey, I'm a manta ray. Do you want to swim with me?
Oh, that's really good.
Pretty good, right?
I'm
gonna meet some manta rays.
That's
gonna be
so
sweet.
Good. Are you gonna touch them?
I don't know. Am I supposed to touch them?
I think they have teeth skin like sharks have.
Oh, wow. I'm scared. They don't sting you, right? They're
those
not stingrays.
Stingrays.
Yeah. I don't want to get Steve Irwin. Do you know what I mean? R.I.P.
Oh, R.I.P. Yeah, Australia's 9/11.
You got 9/11 reference in.
Woo!
We did a cocaine reference already.
Yeah, we did.
Batting 1,000.
Yeah, this is a real episode. Mm-hmm. My twin sister... one time we went to the aquarium together, and there was a bunch of stingrays, and she just looks at me and says, they're like puppies. And we were at the stingray petting zoo, and she was just like loving them. And every time I think about animals of that ilk, I'm like, my sister really fucking loves you. I guess you're probably pretty cool, which is what I say about my nephew as well.
Right.
He has a name.
He is part stingray, right?
He's part stingray, yeah. The dad is a stingray. Uh-huh. It's kind of like a Beauty and the Beast scenario. Mm-hmm. His name is Logan Jack, which is a really funny name because he doesn't have adamantium claws.
Yeah.
We've got off the track. Sherry's good.
Yeah, so something to keep in mind with sherry, too, is as you kind of climb up the ladder of the more and more oxidative, you're also getting a little bit higher alcohol.
Yes.
So what is the alcohol on this?
15.
15, so that's about standard for Fina.
Yep.
And for Manzanilla. And then it's around 17 or 18 for Amontillado, usually. Mm-hmm. And then up to almost 20 for Oloroso.
Yes, sir.
So that's something to keep in mind when you're, you know, drinking them. Fino and Manzanilla, you can drink a little bit more like you would a normal wine.
Oh, and what's the grape?
Palomino, right?
Yeah. No, it's not a great grape.
Well, that's why people make this out of it. It's a grape that's just sort of like... uninteresting on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Although I have had a Palomino
Me too.
Straight wine before.
Almost certainly the same one.
Yeah.
Selection de Lavinia book?
I think so, yeah.
It's got like a little sherry bottle on it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I know that. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Sherry has great weight to it, which is because it's fortified because there's neutral grape spirit added to it.
Mm-hmm. Which is my favorite band.
Neutral grape spirit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought
like on Avery Dye Islands, yeah.
No, but that extra alcohol will always add a little bit of weight because of that. There's that slight. So the thing that always
it's is interesting to me. Bullfighting wine.
Well, I think it's interesting that the wines that have the floor
mm-hmm.
still have a bit of an oxidative quality. It's just not as much as the other.
There's
ones.
A shit ton of oxygen in the barrels.
Right.
Should
we talk about what oxidative qualities are? That means?
I feel like you should talk about that.
I think the easiest way to think about it is it's basically the same thing that causes rust. Right? Like, that's oxygen reacting with metal and making rust.
God, oxygen Kevin, I wish
reacts
I knew this.
With alcohol, and that's why I think, and this is definitely something I'm going to regret because it's probably wrong.
Someone's writing a letter.
But I think that's why oxidative wines tend to have that sort of like copper penny flavor.
It's also why they get a little bit darker in color.
Right.
Like apples.
Exactly. That's oxidization. Fuck.
Why are we doing this?
Say the word.
We should not have. We should have just done an episode about beer. Oh God, this is so complicated.
My plan was just to come over here, drink sherry, and make you talk the whole time.
I'm not going to say a single word.
God damn it. So anyway,
so this is a really weird one. It is a single vineyard. Mm. Generally, sherry goes by the same kind of rules that champagne does, which is constantly blending and right. really focusing on making the same product year in and year out.
Consistency is a benchmark of sherry production. Mm-hmm. So when you buy that bottle of whatever brand you like, mm-hmm. it's always going to taste the same. And that's because of the Solera method. You're taking a little bit out, but adding some more back in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always supposed to taste a little bit like the first batch they ever made.
It's really cool.
It's a cool idea, and it's such a...
It's totally
like
wrong.
Outlier. There's not a lot of other things that do that. I mean, now there's like whiskeys that they try to do Solera method.
Solera method's kind of, it's like omakase, where yeah. everyone's using that.
Right.
Like, this is an omakase of Solera method rums. Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. This is $400, isn't it?
But again, the thing about sherry is it's not $400. Although I did see that one, Olorosa, which I keep thinking of Omarosa.
Oh, God.
When I say Olorosa, and I'm worried I'm going to say the wrong one. So just right now, I'm going to preface the rest of this episode. If I accidentally say Omarosa,
mm-hmm.
I meant Olorosa. Yeah.
You did a good job.
I did it okay?
Yep.
Great. What was I talking about?
You saw it expensive.
it was
Omarosa.
Like $60. So, they can get expensive. But for the most part, like...
I mean, like, Burgundy starts at $60. I mean, like...
Right.
Compared to the other things you can nerd out about.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of sherry's... Actually, like people always like, oh, the wine's better the next day. You know that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But like sherry, oftentimes the wine is about the same the next day.
Because they're already oxidative and because they're higher ABV, mm-hmm. they're going to last longer. That's just true of booze in general.
Not Finos, though. Honestly, drink a Fino as fast right. as fucking possible.
Sure. Welcome back, sports
hot
fans.
Hot mic. Which
so we're
is
moving
hot Mike.
Hot Mike. What was the other one? Mike Chomp. We said Mike Chomp would be a good name.
What are you fucking
Mike Crunch? Mike Crunch. Sorry.
What are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm gonna cut all of this out. Earlier in the episode, you said Mike Crunch because I was crunching.
Kevin's having a seizure.
I never should have come over here.
You wanna play Zelda soon?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So we've moved on. This is an Oloroso from El Maestro Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a slight cheat because my company does technically sell this, but we don't import it. It's imported by Des Maisons Selections, who are based in Chapel Hill. They're incredible. Everything they import is gold.
Wow.
And they find people like this. So the story behind this, and this is sort of like a window into the world of sherry in general. The guy who founded this in 1830, I believe, was a cooper. He was a barrel maker.
Yes.
Sherry production was, and to some extent still is, kind of controlled by the nobility. At this point, it's just the rich.
Bullshit.
No, it's true. It was controlled.
No, it's bullshit. That.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, eat the rich, homie.
Yeah, exactly. And what's unusual about him is he was this sort of working class guy, a cooper. Someone
a
who
working class
barrels.
Hero, if you would.
Maybe a gym class hero.
Okay.
I don't know.
Or like a jukebox hero.
So he became, sort of this like marginalized figure. He was always making sherry. Wasn't selling a lot of it because the nobility was sort of cock-blocking him throughout the ages.
And they had those hats. They had like those weird hats with the tassels on them.
Okay, yeah. What are those called?
Like those Olay motherfucker hats.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely what they're called.
Yeah. Olay motherfucker. And they stab a bull.
Yep.
The Spanish are cool. Unlike what we say about the French,
Spanish people fuck.
Even at their worst, mm-hmm. which, by the way, Latin America, the Spanish are great.
Are you just dissing Latin America?
No, I'm saying the Spanish did genocide in Latin America.
Oh, okay.
And
that
they did
sense.
Horrible things, and they are still better than the French or the English.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They're maybe my favorite Europeans, also because Morocco used to run their country, which makes them very mad.
Yeah, they don't like to hear that.
Nope.
Also, like, honestly, Catalans are kind of cooler than Spanish people.
God, oh, man. Oh, we can get so much mail.
Let's just be honest. I mean, Barcelona versus Madrid, which city would you rather live in?
I used to go to Madrid to eat pork and drink beer when I lived in Morocco.
Oh,
so
I
have such fond memories of, like, oh, my God, look at I love Madrid, but Barcelona is a better city.
Okay.
I will say, again, it should be given back to the Moors.
Yeah.
And King Mohammed VI should control everything from Spain down to Senegal is Greater Morocco, and I do believe that very deeply.
You're making huge claims on this episode.
It's true. It's Greater Morocco. In fact, he gets a lot of France, too.
What do you think about this the sherry? I'm just trying to get you to stop talking about kings.
Mohammed VI, I hope one day we'll listen to this episode.
He might.
He drinks a lot. Have we talked about him on the pod yet?
Let's not.
The King of Morocco, I'm just going to throw this out there.
God damn it.
He's great. I have all these postcards of him in my house.
Uh-huh.
He's the king of a very conservative country, fabulously gay, really into skiing, has like 5 Dutch boyfriends, and one redheaded wife. Only one wife. His dad had like 1,000.
Right.
One of his first acts was he let the harem loose, which is the only cool thing he's done.
Right.
He has a lot of black.
Let the harem loose sounds like something you'd like shout when you walk into a club.
Yeah. Hey.
Like, yo.
Let the harem loose.
Let the harem loose.
He has a lot of black site prisons. He's a bad dude.
So it's just like America.
Yeah. Oh. Hey. Ooh.
Ooh. Hot takes. Hot takes. Watch out.
But he does like to drink, apparently. And I follow him on Facebook, and I'm always commenting on his photos. Why so much salt, King? Your face is too big. And people don't think it's funny. And I don't think I'm allowed back.
Well, you've really ruined your future then.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting back to this sherry.
Oh, yeah. This is like the King of Morocco.
Does it taste like the King of Morocco feels to you?
God. I don't know where to go with this. This is very good.
I really like the fact that a cellar master in Sherrytown is called a capataz.
Ooh.
That's a cool word.
They also bang bottles of sherry against boats when they build them in the Bay of Cadiz.
That's fun.
The way you talk about sherry is you bite off the tip of your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of sherry is this?
Oloroso, 15-year.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of as I was talking about before, because these guys were not part of the nobility, mm-hmm. they really were not selling a lot of wine.
Mm-hmm.
The previous cellar master passed away about 30 years ago. And
I'm so sorry.
He was a dear friend. I was 4, but we got along really well.
That's fine, man. Are you okay?
It sort of was just like left uncaptained.
Okay.
For about 20 years. About 10 years ago, they started selling sherry again. So they have stuff up to 60 to 100 years old in their Solera casks.
Mm.
You're unfortunately not allowed to label it older than 30 years.
That's cool.
That's a rule. So they do have stuff older than that, but they can't even label it.
Do they do like a clue?
What do you mean?
Like oh, all the blue labels are very fucking old.
No, I don't think so. I don't even think it gets that far. I mean, their label is pretty nondescript. It's just like a white label. It's got writing all over it. I'm doing the John thing where I describe what the label looks like.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ben. These labels have words on them.
Yeah. I guess that's sort of a sherry thing. Oh, also, they as sort of a dig to the nobility, he has a scene of noblemen chasing foxes, like hunting a fox, and he's the fox.
Nice.
Isn't that cool?
He seems very foxy.
Yeah. I like them
a lot.
It'd
be cool if he had a guillotine on it.
That would be...
That's the best dig at the nobility.
Really
no
cool.
gods, no masters, guys.
So anyway, this is Oloroso style. So this is higher ABV. This is 19%.
Mm-hmm.
Very oxidative. It's dark chocolate brown,
mm-hmm.
And it's really tasty. Do you like it?
I love Olorosos. To me, what's most fun about this right now is that it smells like it's going to be pretty fucking wet.
Yeah,
but in fact, it's quite dry.
Yeah.
And that's a fun thing that Olorosas do, where they give off the impression you smell them, and it's like figs and raisins and love and fun, and you taste them like, ooh, baby, baby.
Ooh, baby, baby.
Oloroso.
It's sort of like Coca-Cola brown, I think is how I would describe it.
It's more root beer brown. Yeah. It's sarsaparilla brown.
Oh, wow. Again, a good amount of weight on the palate. It almost gives you the like false impression that there is sweetness because it wants to cling a little bit to your mouth. But it's dry as hell.
So Olorosas, I find oftentimes hard to figure out what I want to eat with them. Mm-hmm. Because I do spend most of my time in Fino Town.
Right.
And this would not really be that good with oysters.
No, it would be horrible
with
oysters.
It would be pretty bad.
There are some really, really stinky cheeses that Olorosa will go with.
Like blue cheese, but there's not enough RS for blue cheese, I feel like. I feel like I've had friends tell me actually it's really good with like European style steak. Like,
oh yeah, like you mean like rare?
Yeah,
like still
blood
bleeding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to dinner with a bunch of Spanish cider makers.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
It was pretty fun. All they wanted to do was drink German beer. But
my
when my compatriot was ordering the steak for them, mm-hmm. he goes, "Hi, we need to get the axe handle steak.
Mm-hmm.
This is at St. Anselm. I think the best steakhouse in New York.
I actually don't have an opinion.
I need it rare." And the waitress started walking away, and he was like, no, come back. I don't think you heard me right. These people are Spanish. I need it blue. And she was like, oh, okay. And it came out almost cold in the middle, and it was one of the best steaks I've ever eaten in my life. This would go really well with that. Cold-ass, rare, bloody steak.
I will say that is one of my biggest weaknesses is ordering a steak way too rare.
Uh-huh.
I don't even fucking cook it. I hate it when you cook it. Just give me fucking bloody ass steak.
And then it comes out and you don't actually like it.
I was like,
There's a lot of chewing involved when it comes out that rare. It's sort of like conversation stops. It's chew
but
town.
I don't like to talk to people.
That's true. Which is weird because you're on a podcast.
Yeah. By the way, I spent about an hour today thinking about how funny the phrase a European treat is and like labeling things.
What do you mean?
I was just like, I was walking around by myself doing my job.
Yeah.
And the phrase European treat bubbled up in the back of my brain. I was like, a little bit of beer of salt in it. Oh, it's a European treat. Oh, licorice. Ooh, a little European treat.
Ooh. Oh, King Solomon or whatever's Dutch boyfriend, a little European treat.
Yeah. Or like, you know, like the fun little racist festivals we have. Oh, it's a European treat. And I was just laughing, thinking about how I'm going to get away with this every time I taste wine for the next week, referring to things as a European treat and seeing if anyone notices.
At some point, someone's just going to slap you across the face.
I'll meet a European and they'll say, "This is not a treat in my country."
it is a
German treat. They all talk like that. Europeans are bad. Some of my favorite people are Europeans. Oh, Bilal. Oh, wait. No, he's North African. And Ben he's English.
One of my French coworkers is in town for the next month.
Is he cool?
I love him. His name is Pierre.
Okay. Oh, what a surprise.
I was talking to another French person. I'm like, this other guy's coming to town. He's from France. And
what's his last
name? Oh, where's he from? I don't know. I do know, but I won't say it. He's like, where's he from? I said, oh, Provence. It's like, oh, then he will have accent. I was like, yeah, he has a pretty strong French accent. He's like, no. I mean a Provence accent. And he was so looking down his nose at it. And I was like, damn, I forget that French people are way bigger jerks to each other than any American could be to a French person.
It's incredible.
I think the thing I've heard the most come out of the mouth of a French person is how much they hate French people.
Every other person, like, they are so rude to
French
Americans.
French people are the worst. I hate them. I wish I was nuts.
The people over there, they do not tip, not like us, where we give a straight 5%.
I've lived in America for a year. I just became German. I'm sorry.
I do 10% tip, no problem. I know service costs a lot. They're garbage. No, they're not true.
They're not. I actually love French people a lot.
They always look like they're about to jump.
Off a train or something?
No, just like they look
up in the air?
They look like arboreal creatures.
Yeah.
I love them.
I feel like there's a producer from France that I love who's bigger than he's like 6'100".
Wow,
he's super tall and he's like a big old grizzly bear. Mm-hmm. And I don't really speak French and he doesn't really speak English, so we'll.
Do you guys get along well?
Yeah, we get along so well because we'll just like drink wine and we'll be like, oh, and then he'll just like hug me and like and throw me around, and mm-hmm. no one else can do that because I'm so large. So it's just like he's like my papa bear. I love him.
When I lived in Turkey, we had a friend whose name is Julie, who's mm-hmm. French.
Okay,
and she was about my height, and she had this massive crown of hair, and she was great. And we went to a party at her house, and she made cookies.
Ooh.
Cookies American. And she was, like, so excited to meet. She made chocolate chip cookies.
Wow.
And she's like, this is the most exotic recipe she could consider. Because, like, it didn't have, like, frog gizzard or, like, I don't know, racism in it. And yeah. it was psychotic. She made cookies at this party, and, like, she gave them one. I was like, is like your mother. I'm like, oh, no, you don't have brown sugar in your culture, huh?
Yeah.
But it was... It was really bizarre to me.
I think my favorite thing about Europe in general mm-hmm. is the fact that Cool Ranch Doritos are called Cool American.
Oh, what?
Did you not know that?
No.
The flavor of the blue Doritos are called Cool American.
I think all Americans are cool.
I'm so happy to watch you receive that information.
That
right
is
now.
So good.
You were there was just like an actual like a visage of joy crossing your face. That I have not seen since you were reading about reptiles earlier.
Yeah, no, Europe is a very weird place with yeah. a lot of different languages for some reason.
Yeah.
Someone should have tried to unify them.
Oh, boy. Are we going for the trifecta here today? do we have any final thoughts on cherry before we wrap up and move on?
It's really fucking good.
It's delicious. It's not expensive. It can be challenging mm-hmm. to the novice drinker, but it's extremely rewarding.
This is one of the most sheerly pleasurable episodes we've done. Like, it's fucking yeah. good and
And
easy.
As you said earlier, there's this weird, not weird, but unique culture in which the process itself mm-hmm. is very much streamlined and it's very mechanical and it's meant to replicate the same thing every year. We're not talking about like vintage variations. Mm-hmm. And in this one instance, that's actually a positive to this wine.
Also, Fraser drinks it.
I'm done then. Fraser drinks this. What does Niles drink? Probably Riesling.
Niles drinks Riesling, yeah.
The dog drinks Burgundy.
The
dad drinks Burgundy.
The dad drinks Burgundy but doesn't know it's a big deal.
Right. That means the dog drinks champagne.
The dog drinks champagne.
Yeah.
And canonically, that means Fraser fucks the most.
Yeah.
It fits. It works.
It works. Yeah.
But, like, legitimately, next time you guys have $20
yeah.
and you want to buy a bottle of wine,
mm-hmm.
go to a place that knows about sherry. Mm-hmm. Again, Dispani is a great one. Any place is a real smack. But most wine stores will actually – someone there is really excited about sherry.
Also, because there really aren't a ton of different producers because it was locked down by these big houses for so long mm-hmm. – you can kind of go into any wine store, and they have to carry sherry.
They need a sherry.
That there's a pretty good one on that shelf, even if the rest of their wines aren't that good. So it's a fair shot.
I don't know who's importing bad sherry,
right.
And even like the big industrial houses.
Yeah,
the sherry is really fun. If it's a fino, get it really fucking cold.
Yep.
Have some French fries. Have some seafood. And like, legitimately, I don't think you'll have that much more fun with anything else. Like this is. It's not complicated.
Yeah.
It's really good.
There are complicated ideas behind how it's made and why it's made and the differences, but enjoying it is not complicated.
You're not even professional though, podcasters.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about it. And even us got almost all of it wrong. So,
yeah, don't add us. Whatever your letter you're writing, just send it to your mom. Don't yeah. tell her you love her.
All right,
pause it.
All right, one last sip.
One last sip. We're just doing one more sherry before shot in the dark. This is the Gutierrez Colosio, Pedro Jimenez Soler Familiar. It's a Pedro Jimenez. It's about 80 years old at least. It's from a barrel that got forgotten about by Gutierrez Colosio, which is an awesome sherry house. I technically sell this, but it's all fucking gone right now. I've had this bottle open in my refrigerator since October. Hey, does that taste bad to you?
No.
Not in the fucking slightest. This is God mode.
It tastes like someone melted a Rolo
mm-hmm.
and put it in a glass. It's good. It's chocolatey, caramel. Mm-hmm. It's like funky.
So this is not made of Palomina. Kevin, answer the phone. You answer the podcast. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's made of Pedro Jimenez. Or no, wait. It's made of... Is that That's a grape?
Yep.
Yes, it's made of Pedro Ximénez, which is a higher-end grape, and it gets real fucking sweet. Mm. And it's dried.
It's like 200-plus grams of sugar or something.
This is insane. This is
dessert in a glass.
This is a dessert wine.
Really fun.
This is like poured over vanilla ice cream, except for the fact that it's extremely expensive.
I was trying to think about what thing from popular culture that you can compare sherry to. And I think it's sort of like the TV show The Wire.
Yes.
Because 100%. Everyone who loves it proselytizes mm-hmm. for it. And a lot of people are like, oh, I've never seen it. But like as soon as they do, they love it. And also, like, each style of sherry is sort of like a different season of The Wire. And depending yes. on the way you feel, you think one is better than the other, but they're all great, actually.
Wow. That's very true. That's like the Thank smartest you. Thing you've ever said.
Thank you. I thought of it while I was peeing.
In my bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A place I think it was your bathroom.
A place where inspiration comes.
Yeah, it's true. Well, that's so tasty.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that out.
Oh, my goodness. It does taste like Coca-Cola syrup.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep.
Maybe Coca-Cola tastes like sherry.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because with all this residual sugar in it, it's like, I guess it's not residual, but with all the sugar in it, it's just like, you still have those like funky sherry notes, but mm-hmm. they're so, they're not overshadowed, but like they're not the defining characteristic at this point.
It tastes like you put a straw into a pie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You're like one of those kind of crazy hobos who's like
not dissimilar to
slurping
like
a pie,
like a condensed milk, like a one of those iced coffees with the condensed milk in it. Yeah. Really sweet.
It's a very different experience. I would not want to drink the whole bottle. My head would explode.
Yeah. No. This is the kind of thing that you want like a little sip of after dinner.
It's extremely lush.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not even come close to doing justice to sherry.
No.
But it's time to do a shot and break our brains.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do a shot. Trademark banter, because we were so interested in sherry.
Yeah, and also I'm hungover, so I'm maybe not on top of my game. We didn't do any Italian accents. Mm. We did do a French accent.
We did not well. We did make fun of the King of Morocco.
I think I called him King Solomon by accident.
What are you supposed to say? Oh, he's the Commander of the Faithful. Is his title?
That's cool. Now, did he have to be elected as that, or the gods?
No, in fact, there is Morocco has a constitution a Congress, but he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, it's more for show.
Yeah, like oh, cool. We have this law. We should not do slow motion genocide in Western Sahara. And he says, no.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be the king.
It is good to be the king. I really want to meet someone who slept with him. That's my goal.
I guess go to the Netherlands, it sounds like.
They must have gotten sadder because he is on an all sodium diet.
What you just mean he's very bloated looking?
He's so bloated. Like his pictures, he's always wearing like weird, like hip hop style muumuus.
Uh-huh.
And like he's always sweating and wearing sunglasses. Like
hit me.
And like I'm always like liking photos of him, but I'm also like not liking him because like I really admire him, not for his politics, but just because he's still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And his kid is like 4, so he can't be king.
Right.
So if he dies, Morocco has to do a democracy.
Well, thanks for tuning into this late political gabfest.
I'm John Dickerson. I'm an old decayed bullshit mummy. Let's do a shot, bitch.
Let's do a shot. So, shot in the dark.
This shot is a Campari, which the red color comes from bugs.
It's true. They smash up bugs. It's like that. The Starbucks raspberry frappuccino uses the same.
The bugberry bugaccino.
Yeah. I gotta be honest, I love Campari.
Yeah, I'm kind of a bug chaser. Whenever I can get a bug in my mouth.
Shot. I have done a Ferrari shot.
What's a Ferrari shot?
It's half Campari, half Fernet.
Oh, that sounds very fun.
It's like a Ferrari, you'll be going real quick after that. Yeah. All right.
Ready to solo cup?
Ooh. I'll be honest, I took a shot of Dayquil earlier.
Yeah.
Not dissimilar.
Exactly the same. Oh, your liver is probably like singing. It's singing a happy song.
Look, I'm fighting a lot of things. I'm sick. I'm hungover. My back hurts. I got to do a podcast.
Your liver is hard. Like actually bleeding inside you. It's like,
there is a weird pain on the lower left part of my belly. Is that where my liver is?
Parisa, Kevin, stop a drinking.
What nationality is my liver?
Liver.
Oh, okay, this, obviously.
What are you talking about?
All right, I'm blinding this wine.
It's a wine. I'll give it
John gave it to me in a very strange glass.
I put the wine in the shot glasses and the shot in the wine glasses because of my brain being broken.
So it's a white wine.
Yes, sir.
It's light-bodied.
Mm-hmm.
Very clear.
Ooh.
Hard to taste through the Campari. Yeah.
I know what it is, and I'm like, I don't know if I'd get this.
It's very light.
I feel like everything tastes like Pinot Grigio after you drink
Campari. I know. Honestly, I'm like, did he give me Pinot Grigio?
It's a Pinot Grigio.
My instinct is something like, wow, like Muscadet or something with like very little going on.
Yeah. Just give me an opinion. We'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Shit, it could be Italian.
Could be Italian. Very likely Italian. Knowing me. You're playing brain games now.
You're trying to trick me.
Kevin's doing a brain game.
You know that my brain is broken today. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go. Shit. If it is Italian, it's not Grillo because you didn't open your Grillo.
Grillo's a red wine.
No, it's not. G-R-I-L-L-O?
Grillo.
Grillo, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And the Grillo is a white wine. Okay, yeah. I have a Corvin, Kevin, if that makes a difference. I literally anything in my house could have been opened by this.
Ugh. I hate you so much.
I'm fancy, bitch.
I'm just going to guess. It's not Muscadet. It's not the right color for Muscadet. I'm going to guess it's a Grillo.
Okay, cool. Final answer.
Yeah, final answer.
Yes. Kidding. No, it's not. It's a Finger Lakes Riesling.
Really? Yep. There's no petrol on the nose at all.
It's the Cuca Lakes 2016.
Whoa.
It is grown on Cuca Lake. And it's been in my refrigerator for a little bit.
Wow. There's really no Riesling giveaway on the nose at all.
It's young, so it doesn't have as much petrol, but like that's also there. Your palate being mad at you.
Yeah, and also like, you know, that DayQuil I took 5 hours ago.
You should have just drank NyQuil.
What if I blinded? What if we did? We could do DayQuil shots and then blind somebody. That's a party. Wow.
NyQuil shots, maybe. What if we do an episode where we just drink NyQuil the whole time? What if we robo-trip for an episode?
Yeah, with those shots where it's half NyQuil, half DayQuil, which is called a time warp. It's really fun. Once again, we'd like to put in this disclaimer. Do not try this at home.
No, try this at home.
We're trained professionals. Our livers are already dead, so
try
we can't
this at home,
do anything more.
And when the FBI revive you, tell them
God,
about our podcast.
I also took 3 ibuprofen. Like, Kevin, my liver is fucked right now.
Well,
the Sherry episode was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Something different.
Kevin's a dead boy. Dead man walking.
Look, I'm basically like a Frankenstein monster. I'm just like, whatever it takes to keep this body moving, you know?
If you keep a corner of your liver alive, it will regrow like a starfish.
That's true. And you can also, if your liver gets removed, you can just put a starfish in there.
Let's put a starfish and also are bottom feeders.
It filters out stuff.
We have to make sure the starfish doesn't eat you from the inside out.
Yeah.
Like that dream I had that one time.
God, that's so scary.
I did have a dream that it was interviewing Snoop Dogg.
Oh, cool. What did he say?
He told me to believe in myself.
That's good advice.
It was like, I was like driving his car and he was like, hey man, being an artist is pretty hard, but as long as you believe in yourself, you're going to do fine.
Wow.
I was like, well, thank you.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you smoke weed? I was like, yeah. It was a good dream, actually.
That sounds great.
Well, do you think we did a podcast?
I think we did a podcast. Good work, friend. Wow.
You got to hack to get whack, folks. Cut this out.
Yeah, I'm definitely leaving in the 3 minutes of coughing.
I don't know why I'm coughing. Like us on Instagram and LinkedIn. It's at DisGorgeousPod.
Yeah, we are not on LinkedIn, but we should be.
Okay. Signing off. This is Duck for DisGorgeous.
I'm the dumb one. I'm also the sick one. I'm also the hungover one. Thanks for putting up with us.
LinkedIn us.
Yeah, hit us up.
Discourages.